Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by Ring.com, the Ring of Security Kit. Here's the deal. I know you're listening to this probably at your home. It's probably a big home because you're a smart guy. You made a lot of money, or girl. You made a lot of money. You got a big house. Guess what happens? A home burglary every 13 seconds. Not joking. You know what that is? That's not a fun fact. Someone robs a home every 13 seconds in America, but I have the way to protect yourself. Ring.com/pardon. They have the best security set up. They have a video doorbell, stick-up cam. They can install those in minutes. They're working together. They provide you 24/7 monitoring of your entire home, whether you're in your living room or thousands of miles away. The kit includes a Ring video doorbell for the front door, a Ring stick-up cam that I just mentioned, the wireless weatherproof HD camera, and that will help you keep an eye on your property at all times. So like I said, you go to ring.com/pardon, you get the Ring of Security Kit, and if you go to that ring.com/pardon, you get $50 off. I just gave you $50 to protect your home and loved ones. Do it right now, ring.com/pardon. Let's go.
It's Part of My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Part of My Take. It is... date, please.
It is June 22nd.
It is Wednesday, June 22nd. And what we're thinking about is, where is LeBron James going to go in free agency?
Because he's definitely not staying in Cleveland anymore.
It's the hot topic.
Well, he's basically using Cleveland. I wrote a blog about this. Like Freddie Prinze used that chick, Rachel Lee Cook, and she's all that. He got Cleveland all dolled
up. You
really
narrowed down your audience on that one.
Took her there. Took her to prom. You know, maybe banged her a little bit. I don't know. Who knows? And now he's going to smash and dash. LeBron James is going to go play minor league baseball for the Chicago White Sox.
All right, let's seriously, because obviously everyone has to talk about where LeBron's going, even though he's not going anywhere. But if he were, back to Miami?
I'm going to say Miami or...
power rank him. Let's go quick power rankings. Where's LeBron going?
Okay, number one, Miami.
Okay.
Number two, to Washington, D.C., to join Kevin Durant. Number three, to the Spurs, to just absolutely destroy his relationship with Greg Popovich.
Yep.
Number four, the Clippers. Number five, the Lakers.
I'm going to say number one, the Lakers, and he switches his name to LeBron Bryant and wears Kobe Bryant's jersey all next year.
Or he could do like we said with Cam Newton, and he could change his name to, like, he could convert to Islam.
Yep.
Like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And so for the rest of his career, he could be like LeBron Abdul Sharif.
How sad is it that this has, like, become an actual topic? It's not really a topic, but people, NBA free agency, we haven't even gotten the draft yet. And speaking of which, LeBron, here's a good sign if LeBron's going to leave or not. If he makes the Cavs pick someone that he likes, because people forget Napier. He made Shabazz Napier, he made the Heat take him, and then he dashed. He's like, this is my favorite player in the draft. And they're like, oh, shit, if we take Shabazz Napier, maybe he'll stay. And he's like, haha, just kidding. I just made the Heat weaker.
You know what would be great is if he just to screw Dan Gilbert, he Grayson Allen's returning to Duke.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, if he could convince Dan Gilbert to pick Grayson Allen
right,
and then go to Toronto and, like, finish out his career in Canada, that would be wonderful.
It really is crazy, though, that this is, like, people actually want to talk about it. They haven't even done the parade yet. I think the parade is today.
The parade's just it's your last chance to see LeBron Cleveland.
Yeah.
So enjoy it, because he's getting the hell out of town.
If Kevin Durant wants to save us from the summer, because this is what happens every summer. It's like the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup playoffs end, the NBA Finals end a few days later, and then you're like, oh, shit, we have 100 more baseball games until the Major League Baseball playoffs, and you're like, we're fucked.
But you know what it is? It's actually the start of my favorite season of all, and that's Mount Rushmore season.
Yes.
So that officially got kicked off this week. We're going to do some Mount Rushmore.
We're going to do a Mount Rushmore every day.
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to create the debate. A Mount Rushmore every day. We don't have one for today.
No, we don't.
What, do we have any?
How about we do Mount Rushmore days of the week?
Okay. Like that.
Okay. My Mount Rushmore days of the week is Friday, Saturday, Thursday, and there's really it's just 3 days. Like I can't put.
I was gonna say Sunday.
No, Sunday sucks.
Okay, Tuesday, underrated.
No, Tuesday sucks.
Oh, yeah, Tuesday's
sucks.
Awful.
Tuesday sucks, dude.
I actually like Tuesday because I feel like you get yourself Monday's bad, then Tuesday you get going. You get the gears going a little bit. You maybe get that Tuesday's probably my most productive day.
What about Wednesday?
Hump day? No thanks.
I actually think Wednesday is underrated.
And that was our Mount Rushmore, summertime Mount Rushmore. That was the kick. We kicked it off there.
Gotta go
embrace
big
the debate. Embrace the debate. We're ready to do it. It's going to be a Who's Now and a Mount Rushmore all summer long on Pardon My Take, so get excited. All right. Two things I want to bring up. One, we have the NBA draft, tomorrow. It's kind of disappointing because, like, unless someone tweets a video, like, doing a gravity bong naked or something, it can't even come close to the NFL draft.
It's a huge letdown.
Huge letdown.
The pageantry, the electricity and all the bells and whistles that go along with the NFL draft, there's absolutely none of it for the NBA. It's basically, here's the NBA draft. Here's how you get the entire experience, okay? You sit on your couch, you drink one beer, and then you refresh Adrian Wojnarowski's Twitter feed for 3 hours. Woj. And that's your entire NBA draft experience.
I actually, though, I kind of like the NBA draft simply because of the foreign guys they draft, and then they'll show highlights of them, like, dunking against no one.
Against Messi?
No, they'll be doing, no, they'll, like, they drafted the Mavs drafted that Indian dude last year, and I think he actually missed some shots in his highlight reel. So the second round gets really weird, where you have these weird, like, Croatian guys who are playing against a bunch of 5'2" guys, or they're doing, you know, dribbling drills against chairs, and it's great because you're just what are they thinking, what are they doing?
It's like, yeah, they're matched up against stray dogs, yeah, that, like, wandered their way into,
like,
the basketball.
His brother's in a tiny gym with a broom, like, holding it up, and he's, yeah, shooting over it, and that's why you picked him. So
I don't know what it is about European players, but, like, my instinct is, like, when everyone's taken, I'm like, wow, what a dumb pick. It doesn't matter. Like,
soft.
Porzingis,
that's what, not, and that's not, that's not offensive. That's just
no,
truth.
No. It's just Europe in general.
Yeah, they're soft.
It's just, like, not to be, like, make it a generality about entire country.
All the tough guys in Europe play soccer.
Europe is a terrible country.
Yeah.
So when they took Porzingis, all I said was, here comes another Gallinari.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's my level of, yeah, nuance when it comes to European,
yep,
players.
Yep. And a new whenever they take an Asian guy, what was the guy's name for the Bucks? What was his name, Hank?
Asian?
Yeah. Come on, help me. Chinese guy. He was like a top five pick.
When?
We'll cut this part.
I don't think this ever happened.
Yi Jingling.
Okay. And so when they take an Asian guy, they'll take an Asian guy, I'll just be like, it's another Yi Jingling.
Yep.
So I'm happy we stopped the show to look that up. All right. Yesterday, if you missed it, we took over Kentucky Sports Radio for 2 hours. It was a wild time. I think we made a few new friends. We also made some enemies. That's okay. If you looked on Twitter after, we had some people saying it was the worst show ever, that they would that they needed. I don't think the show even – it's free, but they wanted their money back.
Yeah.
That's always fun when someone asks for the money back for something for free. But what we've done is, if you missed it, you can listen to the whole show. We've tweeted it a bunch of times, but you can go to KentuckySportsRadio.com. We also have a highlight package for you. So let's do the highlight package.
It is June 21st. We are live, Kentucky Sports Radio. If you don't recognize my voice, you shouldn't recognize it. This is Pardon My Take, the podcast presented by Barstool Sports. We are taking over Kentucky Sports Radio for the next 2 hours. I am Big Cat. I am joined by my co-host, PFT Commenter, and we also have our producer, Handsome Hank, in the studio. How are we feeling, boys?
I'm feeling great.
Feeling awesome.
I love getting my day started with a little Warren Zevon. I just like to say that I'm questioning anybody's intelligence that's listening to us right now and not tuning into First Take to see Skip Bayless's curtain call on that show. Possibly the greatest sports entertainer of the last 100 years.
Way to go. Way to plug the competitors.
Yeah. So Skip, we're thinking about you, but we're coming for your crown because we're competing against you now. So I would like to see when Pitino and Calipari are both doing their recruiting. Is there some star out there that has enough cash and enough pull where they can get both Pitino and Calipari in the living room at the same time and be like, we're going to do this like Judge Judy style, and you get your chance to talk, you get your chance, everyone gets a rebuttal, and then by the end of it, I'm going to make my decision. They sell pay-per-view for that.
Pay-per-view, little extra cash for the program. Don't know where that cash is going to go, but it's a little extra cash for the program. Yeah. Here's another fun fact about this little feud. Calipari, I guess, was telling Mike Lupica. So Mike Lupica's in the middle of this. That's always fun. He should be the celebrity ref. The little Mike Lupica.
Yeah. Little Mikey.
That's so mean to call him little Mike Lupica. But I don't want usual Pardon My Take listeners calling in. That seems harsh, but we want the Kentucky Sports Radio guys calling in. We want people. I want an accent when I hear you talk to us.
I love Kentuckians. Yeah. I want to hear from Kentuckians. Some of my favorite coal mining companies are Kentuckians. So, like, bring it in. I want to hear you telling us how little we know about Kentucky.
Hey, first of all, when you're talking about the greatest coach in college basketball, his name's Calipari, not Calipari. Second of all, why are we talking about what the greatest win in Wisconsin's history is what, a Final Four win over Kentucky? That was 2 years ago. You know, for us, every year it's a different team. But you know what? It's always the same team with us. We are Kentucky. That's who we are. We don't want to hear about that Wisconsin stuff. And that's old news, man. Last year, you guys, what, you're like 500 and your coach just quit in the middle of the season? And you want to call in and you want to get on here and start talking trash about a game that y'all won like 2 years ago?
Can I ask you a question, sir? Are you mad right now?
No, sir.
You sounded mad. You sounded like you were getting a little mad. Go. What game would you like to play?
What were my options again?
It's Racehorse or Porn Star. Tell us something about the South. Pitino versus Coach Cal. I'm going to say Cal now. Or Kentucky football trivia.
I will do Pitino versus Coach Cal.
It took less than 15 seconds.
Who said that?
I'm going to go ahead and say it's Pitino.
That's Pitino.
You're right.
You guys are really good about
it. You guys know your Pitinos. Really appreciate it. What game would you like to play?
Let's do the horse or porn star.
Okay, so we're going to do two options. So PFT is going to do one, then I'm going to do one. You tell us one and two, so wait to answer.
Okay, the first one is Felicia Blow.
And then the second one is Seabiscuit.
Okay, I'm going to go first one, porn star, second one, racehorse.
You really know your porn star?
Wow, that's man, impressive. You must watch a lot of porn. You know them really well.
Porn maniac.
That first, was close. I wasn't sure, but the second one was a definite.
Right, let's try it. Eric.
Scared.
Eric.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing all right.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, but I'm leaving child support court in Cincinnati, so I'm headed back to Louisville now.
Eric,
state lines.
Eric, that's a classic story right there, Eric. I already like you.
When you were up in Cincinnati, did you have any skyline?
No, we had that in Louisville, so I eat it actually all the time.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
They have Gold Star big up there. We don't have it in Louisville.
Now, when you were in child support court, did the judge bring that up, that you eat skyline all the time? Because that seems like a negligent father.
No, I'm not a negligent father. I have my daughters every other weekend. Their mother is on another level.
Do you feed them Skyline?
Yeah, they like Skyline.
Oh man, see, if I was that judge, I would have given the mother all custody there.
Oh, nothing. I was listening to your little game. I wanted to play one of them.
Yeah. Okay. So, which game do you want to play?
Let's do the porn star racehorse thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
All
first right. one is Christy Canyon,
and then the second one is Secretariat.
Okay, I'm going to go with the first one is porn star. Second one's racehorse.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
You know what I've learned
today? You do watch porn.
Yeah, like the state of Kentucky, they watch a ton of porn. That's unbelievable.
They love their Wildcats and they watch porn. That's really all you guys do.
Yes, we do love our Wildcats. You are correct about this.
All right.
And you guys talking about Wisconsin is breaking my heart. It really is.
Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche. Another owner in the night.
I don't think you should do a guitar, air guitar on air. That was a really big mistake by me. All right, hey, what game do you want to play with us?
Let's go Cal Perry Patino.
All right, Cal Perry Patino.
Real popular game today. Her husband looked at her four times and she got pregnant.
That's Cal Perry.
No, that's Patino.
Oh, that's Patino. Sorry, you will not be getting a prize in the mail.
That was in regards to the fertility of Miss Karen Seifer.
Who forgets that quote? All right, we now bring on Sam Malone, former Kentucky Wildcat, human victory cigar, never lost a game he played in. What games do you want to play? Let's play two games with you. You got horse or porn star. Tell us something about the South. Patino versus Calipari or... Kentucky football trivia.
What is it? Tell us something about the South and Patino versus Calipari.
Okay, so tell us something about the South. This is how it works. You tell us something about the South, we'll tell you something about the North. So tell us something that about your time in Kentucky or being in the South that Northerners wouldn't know.
I was always thrown off when you'd ask someone and they'd throw in a question and say, do what? Do what? Like, I never asked you to do anything. They just say, do what a lot.
Do what?
I never really, do what? Do what?
Yeah.
I never really understood that.
I had a roommate that said
so
that.
That's like a y'all thing. Do what? Okay, so now we're going to tell you something about the North. In the North, most people are literate, unlike the South.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
All right, we now have Patino versus Calipari, so PFT is going to give you that.
Okay, I'm going to give you a quote. You tell me if it's Patino or Calipari. I did it down my leg.
I did it down my leg.
Yep.
Coach Cal.
No, it's Patino. It's Patino.
I mean, Coach Cal might have said that at some point. I don't want to rule anything out, but I know that's Patino.
I think I heard something wrong.
You got it.
All right, let's go to Bruce.
Bruce,
hey,
how you doing?
What's going on, fellas? Well, I guess I'm taking umbrage with the Yankee or the joke about literacy.
Oh,
I thought that. Okay. Hey, Bruce, I'm on your side. I thought that was a little bit over the line.
So, Bruce, if you notice, what I said was, I said people in the North are generally very literate. I never said anything about the South. That is your own bias kicking in there, little insecurity.
Well,
I'd say.
I guess it's. I'm kind of disappointed in the materials. I'm waiting for the one about sleeping with your sister or. Having more teeth than West Virginia.
I have that written down, so you just stole all my jokes.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping. So,
what else you got for us, Bruce?
Well, that's about it. I just was trying to even the score a little bit there.
I like
Bruce,
I like that.
Tell you what, we would like to open up the floor to you right now to make a sweeping generalization against people from the North.
Yeah, please do.
Yankees? Damn Yankees, carpetbaggers?
Yeah.
Let's see.
That's a timely reference, yeah.
Let's do it.
The best thing I ever saw come out of Ohio... was an empty Greyhound.
Okay, you go.
I don't get that joke, but it was a good one, I think,
I
in the South.
A little Kentucky-Ohio rivalry.
Got
nothing
it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, listen, Bruce, exactly. This is exactly what we wanted to do. We want to chop it up with you guys. You know, we make fun of you. You make fun of us. But at the end of the day, we like sports. We like to hang out. We, you know, guys being dudes.
It's all good.
What game do you want to play, Bruce?
I guess the Kentucky football, since nobody's getting there.
Kentucky football... 2001, what was their record?
I'm going to go with 2-9.
You are right,
you
Bruce.
Okay.
I like you, Bruce. You got. You know what, Bruce? You get
What's
us.
That?
You get us. I know you get us. You might not like us, but you get us, and that's all we ask for. Bruce, this was the best call of the day. I'm giving you, stay on the line. We'll send you your gift package in the mail.
And we actually do have Wendy's call of the day we can give them.
Oh, yeah. Bruce, Wendy's.
There you go.
You want it. Boom,
$10 gift card to Wendy's.
We didn't even know we had a prize to give away, and we just gave it away.
Wendy's nuts.
Let's go to Bernie.
Bernie.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you, Bernie? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Okay, so you are more Pardon My Take listener than Kentucky Sports Radio listener. Okay.
Maybe. I feel like they like you over there.
Okay, so what do you got for us, Bernie?
Well, I just want to talk about Harambe. I just don't think there's as much coverage or outrage as there should be. Like, where's the story been? It's been missing in the news. It happened maybe a month ago, but this is very important to us.
Yep. The bread and circus of the NBA Finals has distracted us from finding the real killer.
No, I completely agree. And this is why I've been doing it. I know it's a little far away from Massachusetts, but I've kind of been pulling back the curtain, doing a couple Google searches, and I think I'm on to something.
Okay, let's hear
I'll
it.
I'll say this. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. So thank you for your service.
Bernie, what do you got?
So I just believe I've been looking around, and I believe the kid was a plant. And it's a little-known fact, but there's actually two shooters in the pen.
Stay woke.
Bernie is dropping some conspiracy theories about Harambe the gorilla. You didn't think this was going to happen today, Kentucky Sports Radio.
So, Bernie, have you followed up with like what happened to the patsy that they blamed it on, the one shooter? Like, is he still alive, or is somebody taking him out?
There's some video clips on Twitter now and then, and you could hear one shot go off and quickly a second.
Oh.
And it just sounded like, you know, it wasn't from the same angle, maybe a bit farther away. And I heard there was a second male monkey in the pen with Harambe.
Ooh.
And just looking at Harambe, you know he's getting all the sex.
Did Harambe owe that? Like, did he owe that other gorilla money?
No. He was just getting all the sex. You know, he was the alpha male.
Oh.
Like he was just sexing up the place.
Bernie. I like where you're going with this,
you know what,
Bernie.
This is true in the animal kingdom. If it's a gorilla, if it's a lion, there's always the alpha male.
Yeah.
He's having sex with everybody.
So they wanted Harambe gone.
Until the next alpha comes up and takes him out.
It gets even deeper, though. You know, it gets deeper. So, I, you know, just a little quick Google search. You know Jane Goodall?
Yes. Famous gorilla scientist?
Yeah, famous gorilla scientist. You know what her name kind of sounds like?
Goodell. Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell.
Oh, my God. Bernie.
There's something in the works there.
Bernie.
I can't put my finger on it, but it's very close.
Like we say, we're not conspiracy theory guys, but we are
connect the dots guys.
And this is showing up a lot of patterns for me right
Bernie,
now.
Bernie, you gave us a lot to listen to. I want everyone to go and dig deeper. Before we let you go, what game would you like to play?
Let's do the racehorse.
Okay. Race All right, horse. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Alexis, Texas.
Roman approval.
Porn star and then the racehorse. Thank you.
You got it.
Guess a lot of porn
looks like
in Massachusetts.
Yeah, Bernie's from the north, so I guess that's not just exclusive to the south.
Common ground. See, this is how we become brothers.
Yeah,
from the north and the
south.
Thank
you, Bernie. Appreciate your call.
Yeah, I love the show, guys.
All right.
Who you vote for?
Bernie's going to get a knock on his door later from the NFL.
Yeah, Bernie's in trouble for all this Harambe. Bernie knows too much is what it comes down to with Harambe the gorilla.
Yeah, we've gotten some good love back. We've gotten one guy tweets at us just to let us know that I'm right. Kentucky was a union state, but they kept their options open.
Right.
So
I like that.
He said they were like the Stephen A. Smith.
You wanted to be noncommittal. You wanted to be noncommittal when the Civil War broke out.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be on the wrong end of history on that one.
Right, you can pick and choose. Choose your own adventure on the Civil War.
Even if you lose by winning, you can always go back and put up statues to the losing side.
Right.
So. Who has been your favorite guest on Pardon My Take so far? And aside from the obvious J.J. Watt, who is your white whale, both for you, Big Cat, and PFT, and Hank, for that matter, who is the lifeblood of the podcast, as we know.
Good question. Let's do this. Let's do your game, and then we're going to answer your question after we let you go. So what game do you want to play real quick?
I'm from New Hampshire, so I know nothing about the South, so I guess my only option is the porn star game.
Okay.
Okay.
Do a porn star.
All right.
Okay. The first one is Heather Brooke.
And then the second one is Nyquist. It's a tough one.
Yep. Porn star and horse.
You got it, man. We appreciate that. All right, we're going to let you go. We're going to answer your question after we let you go. So he asked who our favorite guest was on Pardon My Take. We've had some pretty good ones. I'm actually going to go. I thought Tony Scheffler was one of our best guests. He was played tight end for the Denver Broncos and for the Detroit Lions. He was really honest. kind of shot from the hip, which was a lot of fun. Who else? I mean, Blake Griffin was also great just because it was fun to have someone who's that big of a star come on our show.
I think my two favorites both came from the Grit Tour when we were on the road traveling through the Rust Belt when we met with Rob Ryan on
yes.
the bus. That was pretty incredible. He came on our RV. We gave him a case of beer for his troubles, and he was in his element in like a dirty-ass RV,
yep.
dip cans all over the ground and empty beers just rolling around. Like, he was really happy to be there.
He was great. Bo Pelini was great.
My second was going to be Jim Tressel, actually.
Yep.
Tressel, I know he's probably persona non grata. That means, like, somebody who's not welcome.
Don't treat our listeners in Kentucky like they're stupid.
All right, please. So Tressel was a great interview because we brought up punting to him because we heard that he was a big fan of punts. And he went on for about 30 minutes nonstop talking about just different punts that he remembered. And then we'd be like, okay, Jim, we got to go. And we'd start walking out the door. And he'd grab us and be like, oh, I remember this one punt against Northern Illinois back in like
2001. He was very bothered. He was very bothered by punts that happened 20 years ago. For white whales, we have J.J. Watt. He's obviously the biggest one out there. I'd say I'd love to get Aaron Rodgers on the show. We'd love to get Coach Cal, maybe a Coach Cal Patino double show.
Have them both on at the same time.
Yeah.
We can ask them questions about, like, who said this to each one of them
yeah.
and see if they can guess
yeah.
the quotes. I would also like to see – I'd like to get Joe Flacco on the show
yep.
To ask him if he thinks that he's elite. That would be, like, a dream scenario for me.
Yep.
And then my man Danny Woodhead.
Would be great.
I'm taking Danny Woodhead off the list. I love Danny, but I got to put Deli on the list now.
Yeah,
just
Deli would
like,
be on the list.
Anytime you can get a guy with an accent on a show, it's electric. So
let's go to Michael.
Michael, what's up?
Crikey, I got to throw the play MT comment. Oh, blessed day this is.
Michael sounds like he's calling from Australia.
Good night. It's Michael, your mate, Michael Dundee. I want to invite you down for Dolomite sandwiches and some wallaby sliders.
Good day. I'll fancy a Vegemite sandwich for you, right? We'll go and have a couple of pints down at the club, play some Aussie Rules football, and just have a go at it.
First three Fosters are on me.
Cheers.
I have the Twitter winner of the day.
Okay.
It's John Robick's hair.
Okay.
He's been tweeting at us all day. Here's some of his tweets. I'm actually just going to give him the whole prize, so you get. I was going to split the prize up. I was going to give 12% off to one person, 13% off to the other. You're getting the whole 25% off, John Rubick. He's been listening all day. He says, I'd rather listen to Ryan Lemon talking traffic school for 2 hours than listen to this garbage anymore. I'm all about controversial, but to hire some guys to only... This is a S word on UK for 2 hours was a great call. Great was being sarcastic. Put it in quotes.
Sake.
Yeah. Matt, these guys are the worst thing in radio. Yeah, I said it. Fun fact.
You just went there.
Yeah, you just went there, John. You did it. What do Northerners use for birth control? Their personalities? That's a good one. John, see, you know what? I'm going to retweet that one, John. That was a really good dig. I appreciate that. That shows that we can have fun. John, you just won the Kentucky branded tweet of the day. You get 25% all off Kentucky Sports Radio gear and free shipping for orders of $30 or more. Congratulations. That's a big day.
Let's go to Nick.
Nick, what do you got?
How's it going, Big Cat? I think the people want to know, like, what's the beef with Skyline Chili? I mean, you and PFT both look like Skyline Chili guys. I'm not going
to
lie.
I wanted nothing more in my life than to be a Skyline Chili fan. I went into it with I was wearing like a Skyline T-shirt. I was like really excited about this. I was one that suggested let's have Skyline for breakfast before we run a milk mile. And there's just no apologizing for it. I don't know what the deal is. It's half liquid. It's spaghetti. I could get behind it maybe if there wasn't spaghetti.
Yeah.
At the bottom, maybe take a couple bites, load it up with cheese, like a lot of cheese. If you ground up some Tums or like had the base be Pepto Bismol, I would be okay with that. But the spaghetti at the bottom just I can't begin to apologize.
It's too great for you to handle. Okay.
There we go. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Nick. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Skyline, we are not able to handle the greatness of Skyline Chili. If you want to spin it that way, we're the masters of spin zone. I like that spin zone.
Let's go to Steve.
Steve, what do you got?
Hey, not much. Just really enjoyed the show today and thought I'd call in and give you my Kentucky accent.
Oh, okay, Steve. We appreciate that. Yeah. Did you know us before today's show?
No, I did not. But I will be friends. Looking up your podcast.
Yes.
One porn star at a time.
Steve, we love you, Steve. Steve, we appreciate you getting our sense of humor. You can subscribe on Pardon My Take. And thanks for listening all day. We appreciate that.
Oh, sure appreciate you guys. Thank you a lot.
Do you have a question?
Well, I just wanted to participate in the trivia.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So, all right. What game did you want to play?
Oh, the Patino versus Cal.
All right, everyone. It's the game that's sweeping the nation. I think that this is the one that Matt Jones is going to have to keep going forward.
And this is the last one that we got.
All right. So here's the last one.
One thing led to another.
Could you repeat that?
One thing led to another.
Oh, that'd be Patino.
That's Patino. Yeah.
There we go. We appreciate it. That is Patino.
Thank you guys a lot.
I just want to say for the record, I think that, say what you want about Louisville, but they definitely have the horniest athletic staff of all time between,
it's not even close.
Patino. What kind of weird parties are going on behind the scenes in Louisville?
Louisville, yeah. They like to go. Although Patino got in that accident in Arkansas. Woo pig suey, whatever they say, but yeah, it is. It currently is the horniest.
That's true. Everyone gets hornier in Arkansas. We know that, but he's not toeing the line right now.
Yeah. All right, we have 2 minutes left. We're going to quickly do just a recap of our Patino versus Cal quote trivia. Here were all the quotes we said. If you haven't figured out, they were all Patino, but here they are.
Okay, I don't carry condoms.
Patino.
Her husband looked at her 4 times and she got pregnant.
Patino.
It took less than 15 seconds.
Rick Pitino.
One thing led to another.
That's Rick Pitino.
She went to our party. She tailgated with us at football games. She came to basketball games. She was extremely cordial. She kissed me hello every time she saw me, and she was very nice.
That's, some may think, was Ashley Judd and Coach Cal, but it actually was Rick Pitino.
I did it down my leg.
That's Rick Pitino.
That's Pitino, too.
So that was our Rick Pitino versus Coach Cal trivia. I think that's a keeper here. I think if we've left one thing for Matt Jones, it's that he needs to have that game every time.
That's the key to having a successful radio show, Matt. I don't want to tell you how to do your job.
Yeah.
But keep the Pitino quotes.
Yeah.
And that highlight package was brought to you by Movement Watches. MVMT Watches. Listen, I'm a watch guy. I've always been searching for good watches. Movement Watches has the best watches in the world, and they're cheap. $95. $95 for a watch that looks like it's a $500 watch. I wear my Movement watch every single day. Here's the deal for you, too, because I'm going to give you less than $95. You go to mvmtwatches.com/pardon, and they'll give you 15% off your entire purchase. That's mvmtwatches.com/pardon. Go do that. I'm telling you. It's like a $400, $500 watch. That's what it looks like. And it's for $95. And with that promo code, it's 15% off. Like I said, I'm a sabermetrics guy, not an analytics guy. 15% off $95 is roughly $45. Boom. I just got you a watch for so cheap. So join their more than 1 million social media followers and get a Movement watch today. That's mvmtwatches.com/pardon. Do it. All right, we now welcome on Antoine Walker, former NBA All-Star. He currently works for 120 Sports. You should check him out there. Download the app, 120 Sports. Twan, thank you for joining us. I know you golfed earlier this morning, so I want to first start. We have the draft coming up on Thursday. Do you have a favorite draft memory or maybe a regret, your suit game wasn't on point or anything like that that you want to share with us?
No, actually, my suit game was actually pretty good. I ended up having a green suit getting picked by the Celtics, so I actually did pretty good with that, with the picking on my suit. But the draft is a special time. I mean, for all these guys right now, tomorrow, just getting ready for the draft, and all your dreams come true. And that's the one thing that I do remember is just being able to share that moment with my family and friends and knowing I'm going to get drafted. Obviously, you never know what number you're going to go, but knowing you're about to fulfill all your dreams, it was always special to me. I always remember that.
So back in elementary school, I remember one year I went from third to fourth grade, and I was so excited because I hated my teacher in third grade, and then she moved up to be my fourth grade teacher. When you were playing with the Celtics, were you like a little bit upset, or were you excited that Rick Pitino, your college coach, was going to be your pro coach?
You know what's funny? Me and Coach had such a great relationship in college that I was excited that he came to the NBA. He was a little impatient, so it made it not as fun as it was in college. So, but I enjoyed him coming, and obviously it didn't work out very well for him individually. So he was tough. I mean, I played with about 35 guys in 2.5 years. He was really impatient in the process of letting guys develop. So it was tough for him. So I seen him in a different light. You know, I was around a Rick Pitino that won 80% of his games, and then you get to the NBA, and it's a big difference in as far as wins and losses. And he struggled with that.
Was it awkward when he got to the NBA and all of a sudden he was making more money than you were, as opposed to like at Kentucky?
he was making more money than me when he got in there. He signed a huge deal. I think he was making like $40 million to be the GM and head coach. So he's the one that paid me, so I was excited about that. He did give me my first max contract, so I guess it all worked out at the end.
So Pitino's actually in the news right now. He's in a little spat with Coach Cal. Where do you side on that? Because obviously Coach Cal's Kentucky and Pitino's now Louisville, but you have some loyalty to Pitino. So are you just going to stay like Switzerland there? Like, what are you staying out of this whole thing?
No, I think Coach Cal's taking a – I mean, I heard some of his comments about, you know, you should know what's going on in your program and those things. And I truly take Coach's side on this. I don't think he knew that Andre McGee was doing that for the players. I think he was caught off surprise by that. Coach is not around the dorms and those things with the guys. You know, that's why he hires his ex-coaches or ex-young coaches so they can handle that type of stuff. So I think Coach Cal is taking a cheap shot. They don't really like each other. I think it's open, you know, it's open season on Coach Pitino from a lot of people. I feel bad for him because it's tough for him because he runs a strict program. He's always usually on top of things that goes on in this program.
Who wins in a Greco-Roman wrestling match, Coach Cal or Pitino?
Man, Coach P in pretty good shape. He looks like he's in better shape than Cal. I'm going to go with Coach P.
Okay, that's a good answer.
So when you were at Kentucky, you mentioned it being kind of a strict program. Did they have somebody that was like following you around, making sure that you weren't tipping the strippers too much in the dorms?
Yeah, he had a pretty good. We lived in it was called the Wildcat Lodge, so it was crazy. We lived in a place where just the basketball players were at, so we had some exclusivity to that.
So obviously you're Chicago legend, Mount Carmel. You played high school with Donovan McNabb. Did he ever puke during a game in high school?
Not that I know of. He may have puked in football, but on the basketball court, no. He was a tremendous athlete, so we never had that problem, not basketball wise.
Do you still keep in touch with him?
Yes, we're still obviously we don't speak on a daily basis, but he comes home in the summertime in Chicago, and we usually hang out a couple days when he's home.
Did his mom ever bring you guys soup after practice?
Nah, he's a mama's boy, though. He's very spoiled. They spoiled him. I definitely can attest to that in high school. He had all the bills and whistles and everything. He got everything kind of catered to him.
Like, what do you mean?
I mean, his mom and dad were spoiled. They used to always be around, you know. He was a mama's boy.
Classic Donovan.
It's classic Donovan. So, obviously, the NBA Finals just wrapped up. You played and won an NBA championship with the Miami Heat. You also played in some northern cities. Do you think LeBron is getting that itch to get back down on South Beach?
No, I think if he didn't win the title, you know, you could put a lot of different scenarios together. I think he probably would have thought about leaving. I think obviously now winning, he can't go nowhere. But I did believe if they did lose, he would have entertained. But I thought he would try to go west. I don't think he would go back to Miami. I think he would went west and entertain that Chris Paul situation. But I think he learned real quickly that Kyrie Irving's the real deal.
That he is. He absolutely is. Did you see the story? It was like probably 2 weeks ago that came out that Shaq used to come to practices sometimes and like come out fully naked with just his shoes on? Did he ever do that in Miami?
All the time.
Seriously?
Yeah. Not people come in the locker room. So, you know, guys get out when he gets out the shower and stuff. He come, you know, everybody else is putting towels on and wrapping up. He'll come out just naked. Yeah, that's Shaq for you.
But he would do that like he would walk onto the court naked.
I never did it on the court. No, I never seen him come on the court and do it. Not when he played with me. But I've seen him come in the locker room several times and do it.
There was a lot of talk with this NBA Finals that the NBA is rigged. The NBA Finals you were in had a lot of talk about being possibly rigged. Do you have, like, are you a conspiracy theorist guy? Do you have any feeling that maybe that there is, like, a little shady business going on?
No, I think the referees is tough on them. You know, the referees have to let the players make the decision. I think in our finals, Dwayne Wade in game three got a couple calls that could have went either way. But that happens. Usually the home team gets that advantage, and then I think the next three games we beat them fair and square. With this series, I think the NBA painted themselves against the wall when the first suspension of Dante Jones. I thought that just they went overboard. So you put yourself in a tough position. I didn't think the Draymond Green suspension should have happened. LeBron James threw him down. You have to defend yourself. The referee was right on the play. He didn't make a call or give a double technical foul, so I don't think the league should come in after the fact when your officials do not make the call and they see the play happening, come in and punish a guy. So I just think they put themselves in a tough position by doing that. It was the bad timing. Obviously, the momentum was swung Golden State's way, and it could have cost them a series. We don't know if they would have won. I mean, obviously, you know, LeBron James and Kyrie Irving have 41 apiece. I don't know if Draymond Green makes that big of a difference in that situation.
Well, so what it ultimately came down to was a battle of two superstars being superstars, and I want to know who you'd rather have on your side when it comes to punching somebody in the dick, Matthew Dellavedova or Draymond Green?
Probably Matthew Dellavedova.
Yeah, good choice.
I like that choice. I like that choice a lot. Do you think, first of all, the NBA has changed, obviously. Big guys, you know, the pace and space NBA is here. You, obviously, you were 6'9", you were a power forward, you shot the three. Do you ever, you know, say to yourself, man, I wish I was came into the NBA a little bit later because I would have been such a, you know, even more of a premier guy? And follow-up question, do you still think you'd go out there and shoot, like, how many threes would you hit if you played a game today?
The first part of that question, no, I think when I was doing the people, I took a lot of criticism for it. Luckily for me, I played with coaches that allowed me to do it. Because they knew my versatility. They didn't mind me shooting it. So it was never a problem with the coach or the team that I played for. So I felt good about that. Right now, I haven't touched the ball in 18 months. So maybe 40. I'm not even giving myself 50%. Maybe 40%.
I liked it. That's Antoine Walker confidence that I remember.
Yeah, I'm 40%. I mean, I ain't touched the ball in 18 months. You know, I mean, it's going to take me a while to get back in routine.
Why have you not touched a ball in 18 months?
Maybe because I played ball for 20 years and don't feel the need to touch it anymore.
You just kind of look at a basketball and, like, you avert your eyes?
No, I still love the game. I just don't have any interest in playing. I'm thinking about playing again. Listening to Tim Doyle every day talk about him getting back in shape and playing this summer, so I'm starting to get the itch again.
Tim Doyle's not back in shape. Let's just get that. He's a mutual friend of ours. He's not back in shape. He thinks he is, but he's not.
I know, but he's back playing, so he's talking about himself playing all the time. So I'm starting to get the itch to get back out there.
Tim Doyle talking about himself? No way.
Every day.
That's Timmy. Do you ever, like, when you do something cool in your personal life, do you still bust out the wiggle every now and then?
Nah, I retired the wiggle when I decided to retire. I don't know. If I start back playing, though, you never know. I might try if I start back playing.
You were playing golf today. After you hit a good shot, you, like, on your way to put the club back in your bag, you weren't just, like, shaking the shoulders a little bit?
Pump this.
That disappoints me. That disappoints me, Twan. I need to live in a world where Antoine Walker is, like, doing, you know, maybe, you know, you go to Starbucks and you throw your receipt in the trash and then you give yourself a little wiggle.
No, every now and then, if you catch me out in the club or something, I might
have a little shake.
Yes.
Depending on how many drinks I've had.
Good. Good. Because I don't want to live in a world where the wiggle doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah,
all right. I have to bring up something. I don't know if you want to talk about this. Your Twitter. Do you know how to crop pictures? You had a little problem with it a year ago.
I don't control my Twitter.
Oh,
I'm not a social media guy. I did in the beginning, but I turned it over to somebody else. So I couldn't tell you what's being put on my Twitter. Need to get back on it though.
You do, because what happened was a year ago, like whoever was running it, they'd tweet pictures, but they would leave the Google search in. So it was like Antoine Walker All-Star Game. Like that was the search. It was like Antoine Walker pictures. That was the search. And then it would be included in it. And then you had the one where Tammy 2 texted you and said, "Stop sending me to voicemail." That's still up. Are you still sending Tammy 2 to voicemail?
How many Tammys do you have in your phone right now?
That's probably the same Tammy. And I do the voicemail every now and then.
Yeah, yeah. You need to tell the person who runs your account that just use that crop button. It's not that hard on the iPhone. It's funny though. Everyone should follow Antoine for real though. It's Walker Antoine 8.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
hey, that's good stuff. Antoine, quick question: do you still keep in touch with Dwayne Wade?
I haven't spoke to Dwayne. I spoke to him about 2 months ago.
Does he make you call him Way of Wade?
No, I just call him D. I never call him Way of Wade. No, just D.
Is there anybody in the world that calls him Way of Wade?
I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe, I don't think so.
He tried to get that to catch on. It didn't work.
Maybe Gabby.
Yeah, maybe Gabby. That's true. All right, we will wrap it up. Do you have any more questions?
I think we're good.
All right, so we'll wrap it up with our final two questions we ask all of our guests. The first one is, who's the most famous person in your cell phone?
Michael Jordan.
Oh, can we call him?
No.
Please? If I say please?
No, we can't call him.
How often do you talk to MJ?
A couple times a year. It just depends on what's going on.
Have you ever played cards against him?
Of course.
How is that?
Competitive.
Did you ever take money off Michael Jordan?
No. We play spades. I don't know how to play poker, so we play spades. So you know how to play spades? Have you ever played spades before?
Yeah.
Is Jordan a trash talker?
Yeah, so spades, that's my game.
Okay. Nice. All right. So you sure you don't want to call MJ?
No, I don't want to call Mike.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. You know what? That's just me being a really good host and making sure I'm accommodating to our guests. All right. Final question. Question I'm going to ask that you don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask anyway. What was the most money you ever put on a blackjack hand?
Probably 20 grand.
That was probably exhilarating, right?
No, it was normal, like 20 grand thing. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about that for myself. That's crazy. I actually have one last final question. Do you still talk to Paul Pierce at all?
I haven't spoken to Paul in about 4 years now, ironically, but we were good friends. We didn't have a bad breakup. I just think our phone numbers got crossed. You know, these guys changed their phone numbers a lot, and we just haven't bumped back into each other.
Got it. You know who probably has Paul Pierce's number? Michael Jordan. We could link it all up. Three-way call. Antoine, nice. We really appreciate it. Is there anything you want to plug or anything you want to talk about?
No, I'm fine, fellas. No, just go continue to check me out on 120. We're doing the draft tomorrow. Well, Thursday. And then free agency. So basketball season's coming to an end. So I'll be on 120 a couple more times for the season. And then check me out next year.
Awesome. Absolutely. Yeah, 120 Sports for everyone at home. It's an app you can download. Antoine's on it. How many nights a week are you on 120?
3 to 4. Then the playoffs, throughout the whole playoffs. So I'm on there a lot.
Awesome. Yeah, you can see Antoine and Tim Doyle. Tim Doyle will talk about himself. Antoine will actually give you some real insight from someone who actually played in the NBA. It's a good app. Download it for sure.
All right. Thanks, brothers. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Antoine. Have a good one. All right, that was a great interview with Antoine. That was a lot of fun. I really thought maybe he was going to call Michael Jordan there.
It sounded like he was waffling. And if you had pushed him a little bit harder, I think maybe he would have done it.
I needed to get a little strong arm on Antoine to get that phone call done. But we have now had two guests on this show that are in direct contact with Michael Jordan. So we're circling.
Mm-hmm.
We're circling
the
body.
We're coming for you, MJ.
We're ready. We're coming for that ass. All right, let's do some segments real quick. We have a story that you're going to introduce right now.
That's right. This takes us back to, I think it was our very first episode that we ever did. One of our first segments was, could Alabama beat them? Or, like, can they beat Alabama? This one, could Alabama beat the United States criminal justice system? And the answer is yes. So we've got two Alabama football players, Cam Robinson and Lawrence Hootie Jones, and the Louisiana district attorney from Wachita Parish has declined to press charges on them for drugs and guns. And his reasoning was, I'm going to quote him real quick. I want to emphasize once again that the main reason I'm doing this is because I refuse to ruin the lives of two young men who have spent their adolescence and teenage years working and sweating while we were all in the air conditioning. That was District Attorney Jerry Jones.
So I haven't seen this story. I haven't seen the pictures. Do the boys have Alabama swoops?
No. I don't think that.
Oh, so that's racist.
I guess it's racist. Okay. But they're basically declining to press charges just because they're being open about this. And they're saying, like, we're not going to charge these guys with a crime because they're really good at football.
I love this. This just shows the cultural difference between the North and the South. The anti-pussification of America by Alabama, where if you play football, you basically are immune to the justice system.
Yeah.
That's never actually backfired. If you look at a place like maybe Baylor, where they have everything in order, you the football players, you know, you just know if you play football, you're a good guy.
It's a good tone to set. And the only danger is, like, if Louisiana isn't careful, they're going to set up an environment where maybe gun crimes might occur more often. And, like, that's something to look at
related
down the
line.
Related
to football games?
Yeah, that's something down the line. Like, maybe it's not going to happen, like, now, but 5-10 years from now, if this type of thing keeps up, like, look out. Louisiana might become a little bit more dangerous.
So the answer, what's the answer to the segment question?
The answer is yes, Alabama can beat the United States criminal justice system. It does beg the question, if these guys were basketball players, do they get the same sort of treatment? Or if they played football in a dome? Like, if these were Tulane football players.
Got it.
And they play in the Superdome.
Nope.
They play in the air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
I think you got to throw the book at them.
You need to be out in the sun. Have it beating you down. The Two-A-Days MTV show. Shout out. One of the all-time MTV shows. That was a great show.
And I like what they're doing because I think if you suspend these guys or if you arrest them and you put them in jail, who are the real victims here? It's the fans that like to watch these kids play.
Yep.
So keep the boys out there. Let them have their fun with their, you know, who amongst us hasn't gotten arrested for gun and drug trafficking in rural Louisiana in the past? Like, let bygones be bygones.
Boys will be boys.
Yeah.
And that's never hurt anything. Let's go to an Olympic update. Some fun stuff from Rio. There was a video that was uploaded. A shooter was shooting onto a crowded highway, and just basically showing that Rio's pretty much set for the Olympics. And I have to ask you this. Why are we doing the Olympics in a country where this type of gun violence is rampant?
It's awful, isn't it? Like, what? It's a third world problem. That's why we should only have the Olympics in places like the United States. I think I said last time, New Orleans. New Orleans should host every single major sporting event.
Done.
Yeah,
LA or New Orleans?
Chicago. As a matter of fact, Chicago lost out on this Olympics to Rio. Probably this was before the gun violence issue.
Correct.
So
I don't know.
Maybe bring it back.
It just bothers me that we're sending our good old, you know, boys and girls from the US of A down to Rio where there's people shooting guns, people owning guns illegally. It's scary. I don't like it. It's scary. Keep them in the U.S. where everything's safe, nice. People follow the law. You don't have this type of gun problems. Come on. Clean it. Hey, Rio, stay classy. That's your Olympic update. And speaking of Olympic update, let's quickly talk soccer. We actually are recording this before the big footy game, Argentina versus USA, because Hank and PFD were in Chicago. They had to catch flights. So let's just say this. USA, great job. Huge game. Even in defeat, I think this was big for soccer.
I think this is really the game that turns it around. I mean, you're playing a powerhouse like Argentina. You represented yourselves well out there, lads. You strapped on the boots. You competed on the pitch.
As long as we don't lose like by three goals, I think that this is huge for soccer.
I think maybe if you injure Messi, that would be pretty huge for soccer in the United States. Like, everybody loves a bully.
Yep.
Like, maybe severely injure Messi and make him not able to play soccer ever again. I think you would get a lot of new fans from the United States. Because if there's anything that fans in the United States hate, it's like a little European-ish guy. I know he's South American, but really,
he's European.
Messi's European. A little European guy that's dancing around in circles. Like, that's a guy that if we injured him, I think you'd see a lot more fans of soccer in the United States.
Short European guys. Watch out for them in history. That was also, talking soccer.
Also, I want to jump in along those same lines. Like, if the United States, if we start to lose really badly, do you see Jurgen Klinsmann like defect to Argentina sneakily and just try to hide out on the sidelines for the rest of the game?
It could
happen. Hoping Interpol doesn't catch him over there?
It could happen. And that was talking soccer. I hope we lose like 4-0 now after that whole clip. I know that that's...
I would feel awful if Messi like got really injured.
We hope both those things happen. But we lose 4-0 and Messi like breaks his... I wasn't going to say spine. That's
no,
a little
too far.
Too
much.
Okay,
like,
all right, that's
like
fine.
Bo Jackson himself or something.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, never plays another game again.
Yeah.
And it's the most devastating and, you know, sad injury of all time.
And has to live in Alabama for the rest of his life.
Sorry, not sorry. This one's quick. It's for two Cavaliers. Delhi, different kind of celebration. Delhi made some splashes on the internet. He celebrated at Cedar Point. He went on some roller coasters. I love that guy.
It's a nice low-key celebration for Delhi, too, because I would imagine that just living one day in Australia, you get way more of an adrenaline rush than you do going on a roller coaster. So, like, this was kind of a day off for Delhi. Like,
right,
just taking
right.
it easy. He was probably, like, sipping some nice wine and... Like,
find me your steepest drop, and it's nothing like growing up next to kangaroos, rattlesnakes, and what's the... Koalas?
Koalas are mean.
Yeah.
But, you're leaving out the brown snake.
And the white shark.
The white sharks, yeah. So Delhi just kind of taking it easy, going on a solo trip to Cedar Point, just like mellowing out.
Hanging
like
out.
Some guys get made fun of for going to the movies on their own. I personally like to do that. I don't know if you've ever done that. Going to an amusement park on your own.
After winning an NBA championship.
That's a boss move right there.
And then the other sorry, not sorry, J.R. Smith. Sorry, not sorry, J.R. Smith's not going to put on a shirt for the rest of the summer.
Neither am I. I might, you know, in solidarity with J.R. Smith.
Just go shirtless.
Yeah, why not?
I like that move because you know what? It's almost like he's a traffic light. Thanks for helping me out there, guys. You guys are just looking at me like that.
His
shirt is off, which means it's green all summer. Like, let's go, let's party, let's, you know, sleep with everyone. When he puts his shirt back on, that's the red light. Maybe he has a tank top for, like, August. You're like, okay, maybe J.R. Smith's going back to the gym a little bit.
It's like, shirts on, party's over, boys.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually a very polite way of asking guests to leave.
That should be the new thing. If you go tits out for the boys, you're basically saying, I'm ready to party.
Yeah, it's an open invitation.
All right, we have thoughts and prayers. To our boy Stephen A. Smith. Really, really bad day for Stephen A. Smith. He had first a video go viral where he predicted, he incorrectly predicted the winner of 6 straight NBA finals. That's impressive, even though he picks both sides.
Yeah.
That's impressive for him.
I feel like that's cherry picking video, though.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you can get, because he goes both ways. So, like,
taking out of context, anything Stephen A. Smith says could be wrong.
Yeah, like when he said, like, okay, so he only said that. He thought Ben Roethlisberger was a good guy one time. What about all the other times he was on First Take and didn't say that he would like let Ben Roethlisberger take his infant daughter out?
Right. And, you know, he said Jhené Rice should think about what she did to force Ray Rice to punch her. But I think before that he said not to be controversial.
Right. And then ever since then, I haven't heard him say that again.
Yeah.
So
he's been saying a lot of words since, and he's never said it. Right. Keep cherry picking, internet.
Statistically, he's probably the least controversial person out there.
the amount of words that Stephen A. Smith says, You're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Also, thoughts and prayers. He lost his best friend today.
He lost his best friend, and he lost his golden goose that kept laying the gym eggs of takes. And I think we need to send a special shout-out to Skip Bayless. It's truly the end of an era. I don't think that what they're going to do with him on Fox Sports is going to be nearly as good because he's going to get West Coast soft. He's not going to have somebody as fiery to debate. Stephen A. It's like separating two dogs from each other that have grown up together their whole life.
Right.
And they're just going to be moping around the house, chewing at their own feet, like biting the baseboards. It's going to get ridiculous. I just wish that we could have found a forever home for both of them that would have taken them both in at once.
Oh, man. That just made me sad. That was a great analogy. Made me sad. Finally, we have two more. We have a not to brag. Jim Harbaugh is pregnant with his seventh child. I love this just because it's so Jim Harbaugh. Like, Jim Harbaugh is treating childbearing like we're in, you know, the 19th century, and he needs as many children as possible to keep the farm going.
Well, he's going to kill one or two of them. Like, he's going to overwork.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I thought you meant, like, murder.
No. Like, yeah. Accidentally, but, like, kind of negligently right. Kill.
Kill by bench press.
Yeah, too by many bench press. Or, yeah. Like, you need to chop this cord of wood.
Yeah.
And then, like, when they start to pass out, he starts yelling at him.
I also wouldn't be surprised if Jim Harbaugh's sex life is just when he's trying to procreate.
Oh, yeah. Jim Harbaugh, like, he doesn't get put in the mood. He's just, like, walking around the house and spontaneously has an erection.
Right.
And then he just grabs his wife and he's like, yeah. It's back again.
We're having a baby again. We want to know. It's time to have another baby. It's back. Little Harbaugh is back. Yeah. Jimmy Jr.
So is he going for, like... Once you get to seven, you kind of got to keep going until you get double digits.
Yeah,
right?
I think you have to fill the full football team. He's got to get to 11.
Yeah, nobody out there is walking around with eight kids,
right.
Or nine kids.
Phillip Rivers is on his way.
Yeah,
we should have actually maybe the best story of 2016 arms race: Jim Harbaugh versus Phil Rivers, who can have more kids.
I'm not counting Phillip Rivers out because Jim Harbaugh had about a 15-year head start on him.
Yep.
So like Rivers, although, he's a come from behind kind of guy, except he's a come from the front kind of, you know. Yeah, I think you know what I'm saying here.
I do know what you're saying. All right, finally, we have a you think. Maybe the best you think we've got.
We do. Now, this is going to take some build up to get there, but bear with us.
All right, let's do it.
Last night, the three of us, me, Big Cat, and Hank, we're in Chicago right now. We got into a Lyft.
Big Cat, Hank, and I.
Yeah. Mysteriously, during the day, no lifts would come to pick up Hank. And Hank was like, I don't know why none of these cars are coming to pick me up. This is weird. So we get into the car finally. We got a lift. And the driver turns around, looks at Hank and says, who'd you piss off? And Hank's like, what are you talking about? And the driver goes, you have like the worst rating of any passenger that I've ever seen on Lyft. Why is that? And Hank's like, I don't know. I have a low rating. And so we asked, well, Hank, like, have you ever, like, gotten to a fight? I think that's what you said, right? Like,
yeah.
You have to punch a driver.
Yeah, you ever gotten in a fight with your driver, Hank?
Yeah.
Like, well, how do you have a zero Lyft score?
And Hank said, no, I've never done that. And then he paused for a few seconds and he goes, unless it was the time that I got so drunk that I got into a fight with the driver and I got driven to a police station and I was trying to fight the cop and then I almost got arrested, but the cop knew my friend. And so he let me go home at the end of the night. Maybe it was that. And I was like, you think?
No, duh.
For the record, I was blackout, so my friend could have just been lying to me.
Also, for the record, Hank.
It's not confirmed.
Hank, if your parents are listening, this was all a joke, obviously.
It's alleged.
Yeah, it's alleged. And then after that, he then said, Hank, so basically the story comes out that Hank gets in a fight with a Lyft driver, gets driven to a police station, gets a zero Lyft rating, totally forgot about the whole thing. Then maybe, I don't know, 60 seconds later, he casually mentions, oh yeah, I'm also banned from Uber, but I have no idea why.
And then I was like, hey, Hank, maybe you got into a fight with like your Uber driver. And he was like,
I don't remember.
You think?
I don't remember getting in a fight with my Uber driver. The only difference with the Uber thing is you had no one to hold your memory for you because you probably got in a fight with an Uber driver.
Neither of them happened.
Alleged. Me. Alleged.
All alleged.
That was a great no duh, you think.
Yeah, it was.
In-house. Okay, so that's the show. We will see you on Friday. We also... yesterday, we taped the first Blake Bortles Wikipedia Club. It was the weirdest slash funniest thing I think we've done. It was really just like
I learned fun. A lot. I don't know what you're saying. It's weird or funny. I thought it was neither funny nor strange. I thought it was highly entertaining, and I learned a lot.
There's not many informative. There's not many things on the internet that are just supposed to be fun. There's no catch. We're just reading Wikipedia and talking about Wikipedia. So if that's something that I really sold it poorly there, if that's something that you know gets your gears going, and you're like, man, want to hear four dudes talk about Wikipedia entries on snow, mm-hmm. Saturday morning it drops.
Also, Blake Bortles talks about his dick a little bit. So yeah. There's that. Yeah. How's that for a tease?
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. All right. I like that.
Something for the ladies.
Yeah. And we will see you on Friday morning and then again Saturday morning.
Coming for your love, okay? Take on me.
Take on me.
Take me on.
Take on me.
I'll be gone in a day or two. So needless to say, I'm odds and ends. Is okay, say after me. It's no better to be safe than sorry.
Take on me.